New Noise right here at WMFO.
Thank you. should I eat this? I was so
started starving.
I was scratching off silver ink. I was deciding what to drink. I was so
started starving.
I was flipping through magazines.
say.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO right here in Medford, 10:17 in the morning. I'm Mike, and thanks so much to Cosmic Landing all the way from Australia. That was wonderful to talk to them live and hear their music. I'm going to talk to them again, play some more of their music for you. It's just great stuff. All right, so it's, as I said, about 10:17 in the morning, and I've got my friend, Larry Newman, no relation, here over there. It's nice to see you back in this room. I've seen you out and about, you know, since the last time you were here, but... it's great to be back in this room, isn't it?
I think it's just around the time the pandemic began. I haven't been in here since then.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to see it's all still here?
Yes.
Yeah.
But somehow it looks nicer. I don't know.
Well, I know that they did a cleaning. I do know. Not that it's ever horribly messy or anything, but they did a concerted effort to...
But it seems like things are kind of like put in place better.
All right, we'll try to fix that so it looks disheveled again.
Yeah. Funky, as they say.
Yeah. So how are you doing? Everything's good?
Great. I'm excited about the show tomorrow, and it's been a long time. This whole thing with the two CDs and the show has been just a long journey, labor of love,
right.
You know, for Asa and his family, and you know, it sort of culminates tomorrow at the live show at the Burren at 7 p.m.
It does. And I put the ticket link in my show post.
Great.
So that people can get to it. So anybody that sees my post on Facebook, if you want to go see the show at the Burren, this is all of Ace's friends still playing his music, you know, and loving him even though he's not here anymore.
Right.
And thus the title of the two CDs that you executive produce, in Remembrance of Ace, that's I Am Not Gone, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yeah. It's the total of 36 tunes of his, and it doesn't even...
I was going to say.
It doesn't even touch the breadth of his prolific work. I mean, you know, he's got so many more tunes than that. So, you know, come down and have a great time, because there's going to be over 30 musicians. There's going to be a big grand surprise finale too, which I won't say anything more about.
It just must be a bunch of people on stage doing what they do.
Yeah. And it's great.
Is someone going to be there that nobody knows about, or?
Possibly.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting it out of you.
Yeah.
All right. The Barn's a wonderful place anyway, and it starts at 7. And as I said, the ticket link to buy the tickets are in my show post. So talk a little bit about, I mean, you've done so much for Asa. Just before we begin, just talk a little bit about your relationship with the man, and what this project is helping his family that's left, and it's such a wonderful thing that you're doing. Talk about you know, you and Asa a little bit.
So we met in 1974, and he was playing. It was the beginning of new original bands at the Rat, and he was playing with Mickey Clean and the Miz, and you know, in the first gigs there, Jimmy Harold, who owned the Rat, would stand outside and say, wave down people and say, do you want to come in and hear this band? They're the worst band in the world.
Yeah.
And that wasn't exactly true.
Did that work to get them in the door?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's where it started. And then, you know, you had, I was in high school and had kind of a miserable home life, and Jimmy let me come in there, even though I was underage, and schlep the band's equipment, and I worked for a band called the Inflictors, and followed them around everywhere.
And then you played with them?
No.
Oh, because you gave... I thought you did, because you gave me music from them, so I assumed.
No.
Okay.
No. So I played actually after that with a band called the Infidels in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
See, they both start with I. That's going to mess with my brain. There you go.
So, but the Inflictors were the part of that first wave of bands with the Real Kids and the Boys and, you know, Willie Loco Alexander and the Boom Boom Band, Ready Teddy. They were great bands, and you know, every night the Rat had music. I mean, the Cars did a Monday night stint. They were called Captain Swing then, and they did a Monday night residency at the Rat for a year before they got their
didn't realize it was a
record
year.
Deal.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the Stompers did the same thing.
Wow. Okay. So you're schlepping gear, and how did you meet Asa?
I actually met I had seen him play, but I actually met him one-on-one at the Inflictor's apartment on Park Vale in Alston.
All right.
And Kit Dennis, who actually plays on Scott Barenwald's tune on the second CD, was a bass player that played with the Inflictors. And they were jamming with Asa when I came over. And I said to him, you know, who's that guy?
Mm-hmm. And were you playing at that point? Are you a musician at that point?
I was playing. I had a band in high school, but it was, you know, and I was studying with a guitar player who was going to Berkeley at the time, who became huge in the jazz business. I mean, he became Jean-Luc Ponty's guitar player for over 35 years.
I see.
Jamie Glazer, and he would come to my house for $6 and have a lesson with me. And if I didn't practice and I was just paying attention to my little band with two guitars and drums, that was actually playing out at schools and whatever, he would stay for 15 minutes and he would
take off,
put his guitar in the case, and he'd say to me, "You need to effing practice."
That's a hard lesson. Yeah.
And, but that only happened once or twice. The rest of the time, if I worked on the stuff that he was giving me, he would stay for 2 to 2.5 hours.
What a great mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was. And we reconnected years later on Facebook. But in between then, you know, just about a year or two after he had been teaching me, he was at Berkeley and then dreaming about playing with jazz guys, and I had a Lenny White album that I was looking at. I'm in a record store in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there's Jamie's name on the record. Mm. And he had basically, and then he became Chick Corea's electric band guitarist for a while, and then when Alan Holdsworth left Jean-Luc Ponty's band, Jamie took Alan actually called him and said, you know, the gig's available, do you want it?
Mm. And man, you're lucky to have fallen in with somebody like that.
But Asa, I always admired as just an amazing guitar player, because I loved that Chuck Berry style, that T-Bone Walker style, and Asa could do it as good, if not better, than anybody.
So your bond was really formed over what he did and how he did it, and you became great friends after that.
Yeah, and that lasted sort of on and off, because I was on the road for a while, and, you know, he eventually joined Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, you know, after he had been playing with Jonathan Richman for a period of time. I mean, he played bass with Jonathan Richman and then played some guitar with him at one point or another. And then the Chartbusters formed out of people from Jonathan Richman's band. Leroy Radcliffe and Asa were from Jonathan Richman's band. And, you know, Scott Barenwald was playing with Reddy Teddy. Hmm. I'm not sure who Tim Jackson was playing before. I think it might have been even Tom Rush. I'm not sure. And then, so that Robin got these musicians together, and things were going great until the title of her movie, When Things Go Wrong. And, you know, that had to do with the record company basically pulling their deal.
Yeah, the beginning of the end, yeah.
Yeah, and for a stupid reason that probably would never happened today. It was basically Robin was pregnant.
Yeah, and couldn't do that today. Yeah.
No. And so it's, but I stayed friends with Asa, did some guitar work, guitar tech work for him when he'd play certain gigs. Like, you know, his band Idle Hands was in the Rumble at the Paradise. And I was working for him there. And he gave me a cassette of some demos of his own songs Just when he was kind of going out, starting his own bands, after the Chartbusters had basically ended. And
I'm just wondering, have any of those recordings on those demos
made? Well, I was going to say, they're all on his future CDs.
Okay.
Or the CDs that are out now.
Yeah, not those demos, but he redid them?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So these two albums that I'm holding here in my hand,
yeah.
I Am Not Gone, Volumes 1 and 2, you executive produced these. You've got all the musicians together, you know, friends of Asa's that love Asa, love his music, and you've got all these great songs of his done by his friends, and that's what we're going to see tomorrow at the Bar Inn.
Right. You're going to see 22 of those tunes out of the 36 that are on those. You may actually see 23. It depends upon...
See, you said you weren't going to say anything, but you just can't stop, can you?
No, not going to say anything more.
Okay, you've already said enough, I think. All right, so what we're going to do here at 10:30 in the morning, we're going to play two songs and then come back and talk and play a few more, and one of them you're going to play live here in the studio. We're going to start with I Walk the Streets by your friend Steve Rosenbaum.
Right.
And, you know, Steve... I know that he really wanted to keep the original tenor of the song, and on Ace's version there is sounds of Subway on there. So he tell the story about how
he basically, I don't know, Googled or he searched the internet for Subway sounds, and it was arbitrary. I mean, he didn't look for this because he's in San Diego, California, and he's an old friend of mine who played with a rockabilly band that I had in Michigan, and you know, he's an engineer, he is an amazing guitar player and bass player, and he just arbitrarily was looking for Subway sounds, and it was a little eerie when all of a sudden what he came up with was sounds from the Cambridge Porter Square station.
Right, and didn't search for that.
No. And that's less than a quarter of a mile from Ace's house.
Yeah. Wow. Meant to be.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. And the second one I'll do in this particular short set is one of my favorites. You Stole My Woman, Now You're Gonna Die. Yep. And this is my friend Garrett from Speed Fossil.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And
he'll be there they'll be doing it. And Speed, it'll be the members. It won't be... exactly who's playing on that. It'll be the members of Speed Fossil. And Speed Fossil will also be accompanying Justine Koval tomorrow doing her song.
Well, they're Red on Red Records label mates.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So these are, you know, covers, but they're so fantastic because of the love that's involved with all these people doing these songs. I mean, they have that little extra oomph.
Yep.
All right, so first we're going to hear I Walk the Streets by Steve Rosenbaum. You're going to hear that great intro with the Subway sounds that we talked about. And then You Stole My Woman, you're going to hear Garrett from Speed Fossil doing a great version of that song. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back and talk after that. This is WMFO in Medford.
Today I woke up with a warning on this stretched out, guessed out, blissed out avenue. The lines of industry are forming. They're towing cars, they're towing memories of you. I live behind these streets of dying. Walk on stilts beyond these feet of clay. Follow rules, a simple assignment. I know you well, but come what may.
Well, maybe she hasn't been so happy of late. But we've had our good years. I'm standing here with a lump in my throat. I'm trying to hold back all my tears.
Well, I know, friend, I can't own her. I can't keep her on a leash. I've got a good idea. Let's talk it over, over Chardonnay and quiche. And she can keep the cat and the goldfish if I can just keep the home for all my one-way conversations sitting home all alone. You know, I am just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbyes. I don't care how much you try to deny. You stole my woman out. A sensitive man who will give her loads of space. And I hope there'll be a significant other who has keen artistic tastes. And I know nonviolence is the only solution to the messed up human race. Old world chauvinistic, misguided, misanthropic attitudes we must erase. Just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbyes. I don't care how much you try to deny. You stole my woman now. You're gonna die. You stole my woman now. You're gonna die. Drink.
WMFO Medford, Mike and Larry Newman here. Just heard a couple of tracks done by Asa Brebner's friends. The last one there is a band that's called Hot Mike, I think just for this particular purpose.
Right.
It was Garrett from Speed Fossil. And I suppose he knows very well the history of that song and his involvement in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why he did the song,
okay.
Actually.
I didn't know it was so tongue-in-cheek. That's awesome. Yeah. Can we tell the audience a little bit about it, or do we have to just keep that under wraps?
Sure. All right. Sure. So Garrett worked at, we'll just keep it anonymous, but Garrett worked at Rounder Records with a woman who, we'll just say, is part of the Asa Brebner family.
Okay. Well said, Larry.
You know,
good,
the large Asa Brebner community.
Mm-hmm.
And although nothing really happened, this was sort of like you know, a surmised kind of like, if this happened, this is what I think.
So it's a real thing that was in Ace's head, thinking like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Could that be, if that happened, then, you know.
Then you're going to die.
There you go. Love that song. That's great. And then, as we mentioned, Steve Rosenbaum doing a masterful version of I Walk the Streets.
Right.
Just fantastic. The guitar work in there, we were both sort of like air guitar, and even though you have a real guitar, which is weird, but okay. Great, just great stuff. You must have been so happy when you saw these things coming together and heard the recordings. And what was that like for you when you saw this coming to fruition and actually heard this coming to fruition?
You know, other than a couple on the first one initially, and I'm saying initially, I was just blown away by what people did. And there were a few that I produced myself.
Okay,
so other than being the executive producer, I actually produced these tunes in the studio. And some of the tracks started out in my studio in my house. But for the most part, people submitted finished products to be mastered by, I have to give a shout out to Gary Soprano, who mastered both CDs at no charge, you know, voluntarily, just like everybody else that worked on this project. And I was just amazed. And some people kept it very close to Ace's versions, and then some people did some things that were totally different, like the song I'm going to play.
Okay.
You know, the Ace's version is very different than this.
All right. Well, you just reminded me, too, you know, about Gary's doing that free of charge. We didn't mention that all of the proceeds, ALL, of them go to help Ace's family, everything.
Yes.
So, what a mensch you are. It's a mitzvah, Larry. That's really fantastic. So these CDs are available.
Absolutely.
From you, direct message you. Is that the best way to do it?
Well, the best way to do it is they'll be at the show tomorrow. They will be for sale. My lovely wife, Elizabeth, will be sitting there right inside the door at the Burren in the room, and she will be offering these to you. So
they're fantastically produced, excellent music, obviously. So if you aren't going to be at the show tomorrow,
you can message me on Facebook. I'll probably put out a sort of a little instruction about how you can get them from me.
Please do that. And I'll say, too, that if people know me on Facebook, feel free to contact me, and I'll contact Larry about that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the next two that we want to do. The Kenny Hyland, you play with Kenny Hyland's Air Force, and he did this song of Ace's called I'm in Love, which is really cool. Now, what is Kenny's relationship, or what was it with Ace?
Oh, Kenny knew Ace back in the early days of the Rat 2, so he was part of the scene. He was part of a band called Johnny and the Jumper Cables for a period of time. You know, both Kenny and I are Marines. You know, we've crossed paths for years, and then several years back, he needed a bass player, and I thought it'd be fun to get back into something that was kind of like an old, you know, bash it out punk rock band.
Sure.
And he had some great tunes, and so I figured I'd start playing with him, and you know, it clicked. And then when this project came out, I said to him, you know, we should really do a tune for it. And I'm not sure, I think I might have picked the tune, because I just kind of could see him singing this, and you know, kind of giving it, putting something into it that he could own. And I think that's the big thing about all these tunes, is they were tunes that people could really kind of sing and believe in.
Well, it's the emotional connection is undeniable.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear Kenny Hyland's Air Force do I'm in Love.
Right.
And you are going to do a song that you contributed to on these on the album here, I'm Not Going to Work.
Yeah, I'm Not Going to Work Today.
Yeah.
And it features I think it's me and Julie G on background vocals in this. So, I mean, you'll hear the background vocals that you'll hear at the show will include what we call Ace's Angels, which are Emily Grogan, Suzanne Boucher, and Linda Vienz.
Linda Vienz, yeah.
And Linda's doing a couple of her own tunes, one with Randy Black and another one.
Are they doing Flowers?
On her own. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, we rehearsed it last night, and it just sounded incredible.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to have a huge amount of singers on stage for all of this.
Now, last time you guys did an event for ASA, it was recorded beautifully on video, and it's around now. You can find it. Are you going to do the same thing here? Is it going to be captured?
The event at the Burn?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I know that if you go on, I think it was on Vivo or Vimeo or something like that, I can see. I've seen that whole production.
Wow.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen
really?
It yet.
Oh, okay. If I got a surprise for you.
I would like to see it.
Okay. Ask me nicely, and I'll tell you all about it.
We packed the Burn for about an hour at the end of Justine's mess around, and her mess around, first of all, and then the extra hour that we had there at the Burn on a Sunday afternoon, it was just jammed for, I would say, 4 hours, and they were just thrilled about the fact that...
Now that I think about it,
You were there.
All right, so this is not what I'm thinking about. It's something else, but I'll tell you what it is that I found.
Okay.
Because, you know, Linda and Emily, it made me think, because I saw them on there singing like that. So
right.
We'll talk about it for sure. I'm not sure what it is. All right, so let's play I'm in Love by Kenny Hyland, and then we'll come back, and you're going to play I'm Not Going to Work Today live right here. All right, so this is WMFO in Medford. What a great job. That's a fantastic job. Kenny Highlands Air Thank Force, you. And I'm in love with you. Man, those guitar solos were killer. One was you
it's
saying?
Fun. It's fun. Yeah. That's my thing. Again, you know, listening to Asa, you know, getting that those Chuck Berry riffs a la, you know, Asa and Keith Richards, and that's my thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention, I can hear that clearly. Yeah.
So... But it was a fun one to record at Tom Hamilton's studio in Peabody, and you know, he did a great job. That was like very live. I mean, the whole band was there, you know, when we did the original track, which it wasn't always that way, because especially with the second one, there were a lot of times where there was a lot of back and forth over the internet of swapping and adding to tracks because it was COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, there wasn't a lot of getting together of people, but we still made it happen.
You sure did. All right, 10:53 in the morning, Larry's going to treat us to a live performance of a song that he contributed to this effort. I'm Not Going to Work Today is this one.
Right.
Got anything to say before you...
Ace's version on I Walk the Streets is very different than this. It almost sounds like, I like to call it sort of Tom Waits carnival music. I mean, it's just weird instruments that almost sound like you're listening to some music that might be played in the background at an old-time carnival or something, you know. Just bizarre. And, you know, some of the things are a little bit out of tune and, you know, on purpose. But I was fooling around with a different tuning. And all of a sudden, I thought, wow, that would probably work with this. And I literally did it in John Pfister's studio. I came up with this. I went in there thinking I was going to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing around with this, and this is what came out.
All right. So I can't introduce it any better than that. This is Mr. Larry Newman. I'm Not Going to Work Today. And live in Studio A, WMFO.
Well, I'm not going to work today. I'm gonna call in sick. I'll tell them Rover ate the homework. That'd do the trick. I know I'm not in school no more, but I'm so goddamn tired. Thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired. I'm not gonna hang around like some working class fool. I'd rather lay around at home by the swimming pool. I'll have lots of fancy girls to make me fancy drinks. I'll have emotional disorders and buy me some fancy shrinks. Worst thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired. Work to today. I'm gonna get on welfare. I've done lots of work. I think I've done my share. Well, these pretty hands, they're made of flesh. For work they were not made. I think I'm gonna find me a little piece of shade. Into that little corner I will quickly fade. Hey, Shirley, I'm not feeling so well. Bring me some chicken soup. Into that little corner
the always entertaining Mr. Larry Newman, and I'm not going to work today.
Thank you very much.
Live in studio. Hey, Elvisy. Very Elvisy. All right. Thank you so much for sharing the information about ASA and some of those great stories. And remember, tomorrow at the Barron, music starts at 7. Buy tickets on my link. If you want to buy these CDs, and of course you do, you can, well, Larry will post something. You can post it on my link here.
Yeah.
And if you can't get in touch with Larry for some reason, contact me. I'll get it to Larry. But they're records that you want to have for sure.
Right. They can send me a message on Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
And I can tell them how to get it.
Yep, and all proceeds, remember, go to help ASA's family.
Yes.
So good news is Larry's going to stay here with Kirsten, and they're going to talk more about this great stuff. And I mentioned Kirsten, you're here.
I am here.
Yay.
And yes, Larry is staying on mic. Women have been included in this ASA Brebner tribute because...
Well, we're talking about ASA.
Yes.
Women, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm like the straight person here. Like, I can feed you the lines and you just go with it.
Do you know me at all?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. yes. So, yeah, starting, we've got a whole set of songs that are scattered throughout the show this morning into 1 o'clock. And Larry's going to talk a little bit more about that. And it's going to be, I know you've talked about the show tomorrow at the Burin, 7 p.m. You can come early and get some food. They have very good food.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Excellent. I had the shepherd's pie the last time. It is to die for.
That is exactly where my head was going. It is snowy and sleety out there, and this is a day for shepherd's pie.
And they've got a very, very, very good bar.
They pour a perfect Guinness there.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as well they should.
Well, they should.
All right. So at just about 11 a.m., I'm Mike. As I always say, if they let me, I'll come back again and do it next week at 9. And now at 11 a.m., stay tuned for Kirsten and Larry.